It has been another dreary summer in the UK. In fact, one of the rainiest Julys on record. And the country's dealing with some of the highest inflation in Western Europe. Almost everything, from food to fuel to rent, is getting more expensive. Except for one staple of British life, as NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from under an umbrella in London.
Brits huddle under awnings at happy hour, bemoaning a cost of living crisis.
My rent's gone up a lot recently. I've watched things go up in price, normal things that I buy, a sandwich at the shop or something like that.
But for pubgoer Finn Westbrook, grabbing a pint after work, it's non-negotiable.
I guess in other countries, people go for a coffee with their friends. You go for a beer here. This is what we do.
Recognizing that, the UK government this month cut the tax on pints in pubs. Here's the UK's finance minister, Jeremy Hunt, announcing it in a video clip.
Well, we're calling this the Brexit pubs guarantee. The duty for a pint in a pub will always be less than the duty for a pint in a supermarket.
The government calls this the biggest overhaul of alcohol tax in a century. It does not have much to do with Brexit, though. The UK could always set its own tax rates. It likely has more to do with an election coming next year. And the British equivalent of kissing babies on the campaign trail is pulling a pint in the local pub. But when Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who is actually a teetotaler, did a photo op behind a bar at a beer festival.
Prime Minister, oh, the irony!
He got heckled mercilessly.
Lauren, should we go to the bar?
Yes. Claire Barrett is the Financial Times consumer affairs editor, and we grabbed a drink. Given tax policy in Britain right now, what should we order?
I'm just going to stick with what I love, the quintessentially British drink of gin and tonic.
Now, Claire must really love her G&T, because this new tax scheme could give her wallet a hangover. Gin is more expensive, so are most wines, because tax is now based on the drink's alcohol percentage.
I'm very fond of a Malbec from Argentina. Often they're 14, 15%. That could go up by nearly a pound, or about $1.27.
So most drinkers may actually have to pay more, despite how the government is spinning this.
I don't think, however much they've had to drink, the British public are that stupid. We all know that the tax screw is being twisted.
The tax screw is being twisted, she says, and government coffers will be filling up, which is the whole point of this. There is something to raise a glass to here, though. Weak draft ale is getting cheaper, up to 11 pence cheaper per pint. That's if pubs pass this tax savings on to customers, though. Now, 11 pence is about 14 US cents, and not enough to win bartender Lewis Monroe's vote, he says.
Not that much these days, because a pint is about 6-7 quid.
That's almost $9.
I only go to my local, which is a rundown pub. It's pretty scummy inside. I go there because it's £3 something for a pint.
The only thing better than a drink, he says, is a bargain. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.